Welcome to the Sugar and Napalm Podcast. Join us as we explore the sweet and explosive world of human connections. Here is your host, Sandy.
Welcome back, listeners, to another thrilling episode of the Sugar Napalm Podcast. I'm your host, Sandy, and today we're diving into the nitty-gritty of Mount Rushmore list. It's similar to what kids today call tier list. But unlike a tier list, we're only going to deal with goated picks. The upper echelon, the creme of the creme, of whichever category we are dealing with. We're going to have a little fun today, so this is going to be completely subjective. Mind you, so your list will look totally different than mine. But before we get into any of my Mount Rushmore picks, let's take a moment to appreciate the inspirado behind this iconic concept. You know, the real Mount Rushmore, that giant presidential sculpture in South Dakota. Now imagine if instead of those historic figures, we metaphorically carved out the faces of, say, our favorite rock stars, authors, or TV characters. That's what I'm going to do today with you guys. The beauty of the Mount Rushmore list lies in its ability to capture the essence of greatness in just a few faces, or choices in this scenario. It's like distilling the entire universe of rock bands, movies, or sports legends into a handful of icons. And this is why it's fun, because let's not forget the friendly debates and passionate arguments that could come with creating our own Mount Rushmore list. I mean, who wouldn't want to defend their favorite pizza topping? Or why Hawaii deserves a spot amongst the greatest travel destinations? I've been there, and it's awesome. It's all about the thrill of the debate and the joy of discovering new favorites along the way. So, without further ado, let's unveil my own Sugar Napalm Mount Rushmore list. Okay, let's start with my Mount Rushmore of TV shows. This was very difficult for me. Breaking Bad, The Office, Boardwalk Empire, and Mad Men, in no particular order. There are many, many shows that could have made my list. Seinfeld, Key and Peele, The Chappelle Show, and Saturday Night Live, amongst many others. I've seen so much TV in my life, it's really difficult to narrow down this list to just four, as it could change at any moment. There's newer shows that I really like. They include Fargo, Ozarks, Yellowstone, and Stranger Things. And you can even condense this list down. You can niche it down to the top four sitcoms, or dramas, reality shows, and so on. You get the picture. You could definitely have a lot of fun with this list, and you could do the same thing with movies as well. All right, listeners, hold on to your seats as we unveil my Mount Rushmore of rock bands. I love music, so this is very exciting for me. But before we do that, Jarvis wants to tell us what his list looks like.
The Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, and the Rolling Stones.
All right, nice list, Jarvis. Classic.
Impressive. Very nice.
Okay, drum fill, please. Remember, this list is not in any particular order. It's just my four personal absolute favorites. In no particular order, Led Zeppelin, The Police, Soundgarden, and Pearl Jam. What's great about, again, these kind of lists, this Mount Rushmore topic list, is we could even break this down into each band's top four songs or their top four albums. You can do a list of your favorite musicians and so on. You can go on and on and on about this. And I'd like to talk about each of these bands a little bit, if I may. So, we'll start with Led Zeppelin, the mighty Zepp. I just love Led Zeppelin. They're classic rock personified. You have the prototypical frontman with Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, just undeniable guitar solos. John Paul Jones, he doesn't get a lot of mention, but he's an incredible bass player. Right from the jump, you can hear his great playing in Good Times, Bad Times, and Dazed and Confused, How Many More Times, all from the first record. And then, of course, the GOAT, John Bonham, on the drums. I'm a drummer. I love John Bonham. I love everything he does. He's incredible. He uses tree trunks as drumsticks, and he's got the best right foot in the business. He is so great. My favorite Zeppelin song happens to be Good Times, Bad Times. And John Bonham is the star of that show. Moving on to The Police. Again, another band I absolutely love. They started off as a punk band and then developed this white reggae sound. And they finished their career at the absolute top with Synchronicity. So many great songs by them. A lot of them are like 2.5 to 3.5 minutes long. Sting, great bass player, great singer, amazing songwriter. Every Breath You Take can be considered one of the greatest contemporary rock songs ever written. It's not my favorite Police song, but just the structure of the music. And Andy Summers, he's got a classical guitar background. He just had a very unique playing style. And again, being a drummer, I absolutely love Stuart Copeland. He speeds up, he slows down, he's got these very syncopated hi-hat and snare drum configurations. The way he plays is very unorthodox. He's an incredible drummer. I just love Stuart Copeland and just about everything he does. You could say everything he does is magic. Moving on, one of the pioneers of grunge, Soundgarden. I love Soundgarden, and I love Chris Cornell. For my money, Chris Cornell is the best rock singer of all time. But I think he's got an incredible voice. He can go high. He can scream with the best of them. Amazing songwriting talent. There's so many great songs. One of my top two favorite songs of all time is Outshined. I just really love them. I got to see Chris Cornell solo a couple times. I got to see Soundgarden once, I believe, and I got to see Chris Cornell with Audioslave twice. So I'm very happy and grateful I was able to catch Chris Cornell and Soundgarden. But I do enjoy some Soundgarden. They had three great records in a row. Bad Motor Finger, Super Unknown, which also had Spoon Man, and then Down on the Upside, which has a lot of great music on there. I love Zero Chance and Pretty News, as I already mentioned. Rhinosaur. There's so many good songs on there. No Attention. And then finally, but definitely not least, my favorite band of all time is Pearl Jam. Anybody that knows me knows I am a Pearl Jam nut. I absolutely love Pearl Jam. I've seen them probably over 50 times live. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see them until 1996. Ticket prices back then weren't that bad, especially when you compare them to today. Pearl Jam is the Spinal Tap of classic rock music, meaning that they've gone through a bunch of drummers. So, not to get too nerdy on you, but Pearl Jam started off with Matt Cameron as a session drummer. He helped them put together their demo. And then their first real drummer was Dave Cruzan. Dave Cruzan left right after they recorded their first record, 10, and he was replaced temporarily with Matt Chamberlain. Matt Chamberlain, who is from the Dallas, Texas area and played with Edie Brickell, went on to play with the Saturday Night Live house band. He recommended the next drummer, Dave Abbruzzese, who is my musical idol. Dave Abbruzzese is, in my opinion, the combination of Stuart Copeland from The Police, and John Bonham. I could go on and on and on about Dave Abbruzzese, but he was the drummer for Pearl Jam when they broke mainstream. So he was on Saturday Night Live with them. He was on MTV Unplugged with them. He was in the Even Flow video with them. And he recorded Verses and Vitology. And they just have so many great songs that I love. And I'll just name four off the top of my head. My all-time favorite song. Again, if anybody who knows me would know that I love Even Flow. That's my favorite song of all time. I love State of Love and Trust. There's a very rare song that most people have never heard. It's called Alone, which is a throwaway from the 10 record. And there's so many great songs. And I'd have to say probably Breath is my fourth. But there's so many to name. But I really love Pearl Jam. But that's my four Mount Rushmore rock bands. Not going to go into that much detail on the rest of the list, but being a music nut, I felt like sharing a piece of my personal life with you. Moving on to my Mount Rushmore of sports legends, I will pick one GOAT from each of the major sports: football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. I live in the United States, so those are our four major sports. And if you're not familiar with the term GOAT, is an acronym for greatest of all time. But I'm just going to name you four sports legends. These are not my particular favorite athletes of all time, but I think they are the best from each of their respective sports. And for football, this may be a little controversial, but I'm going to say Tom Brady. Baseball, Babe Ruth. Basketball, Michael Jordan. And for hockey, Wayne Gretzky. Normally, I would have gone with Barry Bonds for baseball because statistically he is otherworldly. But since he is a known cheater, Babe Ruth is synonymous with baseball. So he's as good a choice as any. Again, there's tons of possibilities for each of the sports. You know, basketball. I mean, basketball's difficult to really pin down the top 10. But Michael Jordan, he's just like Babe Ruth. He's like the Nike logo. So let's be real. Football, there's quite a good number of football players that could be the top. Joe Montana is great. There's so many. Tom Brady is, in my lifetime, I would think, the best. At least the best quarterback. And then Wayne Gretzky. I'm not a real big hockey guy. I liked hockey a lot up until probably I became an adult. And then it just, you know, with work and life, it just got a little too tough following all four sports at all times. So hockey kind of fell off a little bit for me. But as far as I know, Wayne Gretzky is still the greatest hockey player of all time. If I'm wrong, let me know in the comments. Again, what I like about these kind of lists is there's so many possibilities. And you can take these lists and break them down so much further. I am a baseball fanatic, so I could take the Mount Rushmore and say top four pitchers of all time. You could do the top four pitchers of the National League or the American League, or I'm a Philadelphia Phillies fan. Since I come from that area, I could say who are the top four pitchers of Phillies history. You can do this with power hitters or base stealers. You know, talking about baseball and then football, who are the top quarterbacks? Or who's the best three-point shooter in basketball history? You can just have the four tops of any singular statistical category and make a great Mount Rushmore, which, you know, at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is spark a great debate amongst fans of whatever we're talking about, in this case, sports. So let me know what your top four are. Now I'm going to shift gears just for a moment and discuss my Mount Rushmore of pizza toppings.
Pizza!
And they are pepperoni, mushrooms, sausage and extra cheese. That might throw some people off a little bit. So if I'm ordering a pizza, that's what I would like on my pizza. Pepperoni, mushrooms, sausage, or extra cheese. Some combination of that. And this could go any direction for most people. You know, and you can do this kind of list. A fun Mount Rushmore list could be your favorite fast foods or fast food restaurants or desserts or cereals. You know, what do you think? And just for the record, Jarvis says pineapple belongs on pizza.
Oh, hell no!
Last but certainly not least is my Mount Rushmore of conspiracy theories. I would venture to say my top four would include the moon landing, 9/11, the JFK assassination, and here's a wild card, Hitler's obsession with Antarctica. I will probably do a full podcast about conspiracy theories in the not-so-distant future. There's a ton of topics I can discuss on conspiracy theories, which may possibly morph into a separate episode about aliens, UFOs, and the supernatural. I've been to Roswell, New Mexico twice in the past few years, so there's a lot going on there that I find very interesting, and some of it could possibly tie into the metaphysical. Those four conspiracy theories are not exactly things that I believe in or have a great understanding of. I'm just listing some that are interesting to me personally. And with that, my friends, I leave you to ponder your own Mount Rushmore list. Hopefully that was fun and interesting to listen to. It's a bit of a departure from discussing human connections and intersexual relationships. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Sugar Napalm Podcast. Next week, we're going to be right back at it, talking about rebound relationships. Have you ever been in one? Have you ever been monkey branched? I'm going to drop a lot of red-pilled truth bombs in the next podcast, so stay tuned and think about your past relationships. And I'll see you on the flip side. Tune in every Thursday for a unique journey that is both entertaining and enlightening. The Sugar and Napalm Podcast, available on Spotify, Apple, and Google. Remember, life is messy, and tomorrow is a new day.